Pfizer's own documents now confirm that we have been right all along about graphene oxide, and watch, the water has been vindicated. You would not believe what your children are consuming out of your home's tap. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, all true Christians know that they might have to be put to the test, ultimately, or even worse, put to death for their faith. According to Christian tradition, St. Paul, St. Peter, St. Stephen, countless other early Christians died as martyrs for their new faith. And in the 2,000 years since, millions of Christians have died as martyrs under the Roman emperors, under Islam, under regimes of despotic leftism from revolutionary France to Bolshevik Russia to Maoist China. And we don't know if martyrdom will be our fate here in America, but we have to be ready to be put to the test, or else we're just fake Christians. Ross McKnight is not a fake Christian. Ross is the operator of Backwater Duck Farm and Backwater Foie Gras in Covington, Louisiana. Ross started that company because he wanted to bring authentic foie gras to the American people at an affordable price and show, hey, this isn't just some out-of-reach European delicacy. Along with his small family farm and homestead, he's a busy man. He has a wife and five children. Well, on June 2nd, at the outset of Pride Month, Ross made a post on his personal Instagram. That post was focused on the traditions surrounding the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a popular Catholic devotional subject that has been associated with the month of June for centuries, long before Pride Month was ever a thing. Well, we want to read Ross's post in full. We think it's really important. It reads as follows, quote, Americanization equals homogenization equals subjugation. The push to have every mainstream value and holiday represented in some way in our Louisiana ought to make no sense at all to any Louisianese, unless recognized as a forward offensive by an ever-encroaching enemy that has sought for generations to destroy our unique culture, which is so intimately tied to our Catholic identity. The attempted coup of the month of June is part of that offensive, but I can suggest some antidotes to a false pride. Number one, as is our tradition, enthrone the Sacred Heart in your home this month and place your family under the protection of the furnace of Christ's most merciful love. Two, wear the Sacred Heart as a badge wherever you go. If you know your history, you'll know that it was meant to be the livery of France. Number three, pray the rosary for the conversion of souls. Pray it in French. Number four, check out my most recent journal entry on our website. For God and the King, for God and the King. Unquote. So that's mostly the entirety of Ross's post. A caution against the sin of pride and a call to Christian devotion instead. So for a few days afterward, nothing happened. But then suddenly on June 6th, while Ross was going about his daily routine of processing birds and prepping orders, he began to receive notices from several clients telling him they would no longer be patronizing Backwater Foie Gras because the company was homophobic. Now, obviously, we just read it. You heard it. Ross's post wasn't intended to attack anyone. His Instagram account had only a tiny handful of followers and was meant as a personal reflection about the difficulty of being Christian and having an entire month of the year so loudly and publicly dedicated to celebrating the worst of the seven deadly sins. His post didn't mention it, but he might have been thinking of someone like, oh, I don't know, the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team inviting the blasphemous Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to perform. So thanks to the public hate campaign against his business, Ross estimates that about two-thirds of his original clientele just vanished, costing the family thousands of dollars a month and lost income. In particular, two high-end restaurants in New Orleans canceled the orders from which the McKnights collected a lot of their revenue. Yeah, two restaurants in New Orleans canceled someone for being Catholic. Ross even had people that he thought were friends disavow him and break off their relationship. But Ross, to his credit, has not backed down because he's not a fake Christian. He hasn't disavowed his faith or his beliefs like so many other would have been pressured to do. He understands that sometimes we're called to take up our cross and suffer for Christ as Christ suffered for us. In fact, Ross told the Federalist that suffering is valuable in a way. Fortunately, over the past month, there's been an enormous nationwide outpouring of support for the McKnights and their business. A GiveSendGo to support the McKnights has raised more than $120,000, all thanks to God. They've also been contacted by chefs and other businesses interested in their product. So a crisis that threatened to destroy their livelihood has now become an opportunity, a divine blessing, if you will. They have a chance to turn things around, to rebuild and to recover rather than simply becoming martyrs. But making sure that the McKnights have a complete recovery is our responsibilities. We want to keep that momentum going. So we encourage everyone to visit Backwater Foie Gras's website if you're potentially interested in what they have to offer. Or even if foie gras isn't your thing, we encourage you to visit their GiveSendGo page to offer support in another way. The show stands with the McKnights, and we know that our viewers do as well. And he joins us now. Ross, thank you so much for being so brave and for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Christus Vincit.
So please explain to us what you think this is that has allowed this recovery and why the original attack in the first place. Who started that?
Certainly. Well, we have to be aware of the supernatural, and it is the month of June is the month of the Sacred Heart, and it has been since it was declared in 1856 by Pope Pius IX. And that devotion has been around far longer. It's a very old devotion, the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is the image similar to what I'm wearing, but this was actually the patch of a counter-revolution during the French Revolution. But the Sacred Heart is the image of Christ's heart consumed by fire with love for all mankind and surrounded with the crown of thorns, because this idea of the heart, his heart beating with love for us is pierced also by our sin, right? But that doesn't stop him loving us. And then also the wound of the spear in the side of the heart, and a cross, of course, coming up above the heart. So it's a beautiful image, and one that helps us to reflect on the Christian life. And so appropriate to promote during the month of June. And almost as if we can see that these two sides are laid out before us of this battle, right? On the one hand, we have the symbol of Christ's all-consuming love for us. And then on the other side, we have the statement that love is love, which is, of course, an irrationality and an infinite regression, right? Love is what? So it's this irrational response to God's love, which is to say that, you know, I will claim what I think love is, and I'll just go with that. So we have the battle lines drawn for us, with June being, of course, traditionally dedicated to the Sacred Heart. And yes, it is a coup.
Isn't that kind of similar to people saying, my faith is my faith? I'll decide how I want to worship God and Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Right, relativism.
Just
yes.
Completely ignore what the actual scripture says and just make up their own, like, Lord and Savior, worship their own God. I mean, it's the most blasphemous thing ever. And then you have that perpetuated by fake teachers and false preachers from the pulpit across our country, normalizing sin, normalizing homosexuality, normalizing injecting yourself. It's the loving thing to do, to wear a mask, to walk away from the people that you love the most and leave them secluded, grandma and grandpa and your aunt and uncle. Just completely go along with the political norms as so not to offend anyone is not really Jesus-like, as far as I'm concerned. What say you?
No, in fact, there's the old saying that the road to hell is paved with the skulls of priests and bishops. Mm.
And so many of them participate in some of the most grossly disgusting behavior that we've seen, criminal sodomy, for example. I mean, the church is responsible for so much pedophilia, it would be impossible to expose all of them.
Yes, and also, of course, one thing to note is that we hold the church as we should to a higher standard, and so when those things happen there, we're sure to notice them. But the other thing is that this coup is ongoing, and we can say that it began in the Garden of Eden, but the inflection points in history are, you know, the Reformation, the French Revolution, which was the, honestly, not very French Revolution. It was a Masonic anti-religion, anti-God movement. It was a proto-communist revolution. It is the birth of communism, the French Revolution. And it is revolution in general. We're taught to, of course, adore and worship revolution. But what is this revolution, right? Who is it a revolution against? At the end of the day, it's a revolution against just authority, to which obedience is expected of us, because there is a hierarchy to the universe, and at the top of that hierarchy is Christ the King. And so even in the social sphere, it's the social reign of Christ the King, right, that we should be living under, but we're living under the prince of this world. And so we are at a very physical, not just spiritual war. We're at war right now. And so certainly it is no time to back down, and we don't have any time, and we cannot tolerate weakness.
What are some of the suggestions that you would have for our viewing audience of how to pick up the sword exactly and fight?
Certainly. Well, you know, we will pray that it does not come to picking up swords, but I don't know that that is not too far in the future. Because as you can see from saying just something that is very, very simply Catholic, and not saying something too incendiary, my life was changed pretty radically. And it changed for the good because the Sacred Heart wanted to be promoted. And so Jesus used that moment to promote his reign. And that is what's happened. And so we can see that people are also waiting in the wings to fight. And not everyone is going to have the courage to stand up in the public square and say, this is what I believe. But there are people there who are ready to do their part. And maybe the first step for them is donating to a cause, right? Or they see someone who's in need, they see someone who's suffering, and helping them. But people are waiting in the wings. And one thing I would encourage everyone to notice is that it is always preached to us that we are the minority. We are the fringe, right? We are the ones with the crazy ideas. We are the ones who are insane thinking that Christ is king and that his influence should be in every aspect of society, from civil society, of course, through our religious structures. And that is true. That is simply the truth. If Christ is king, Christ is king. He's a king, right? And a political figure. And so we are not the minority, though. We're not. There are people of goodwill in this country willing to stand up. And when push comes to shove, as we've seen, there is a point, there is a line across which once the left crosses it, people are ready to rise up. And now that we're coming for your children, I think that there are many of us whose hands are beginning to itch.
Yeah, they say it right out in the wide open. So why would we not believe them?
I believe them.
Yeah, they're showing it. They're openly going into schools now and blowing the heads off of innocent children.
Yes.
So this isn't something that we should take lightly. This isn't something that we should say, well, that's just to be inflammatory, or that is just to fight back against, you know, the homophobic slurs of the right. And I actually don't think that we should say that this is a left and right issue either. I think that we should say that this is an issue of good God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, versus our one common enemy, which is Satan. And his minions are here, and they are manifesting in the streets as real-life demons. And you're seeing these people waving their genitalia in front of children. They do this anywhere else. They do this at a park or at a school. It's a criminal sexual conduct offense. But here, it is celebrated. How long is it, this normalization of this transgenderism and homosexuality and pedophilia, is it before pedophilia just becomes legal? And that having sex with kids is just something that we're being asked to then tolerate?
Yes, not long. In fact, we look at the fall of every democracy and republic in history, and one of the things that was prevalent was homosexuality, and then the other thing that was prevalent was pederasty, right, which is pedophilia. And so we are undoubtedly going to fall. And so it's just a question of what replaces that structure. But when civil society is ordered and when there is peace, usually it's because crimes like that are punishable by death. And so sodomy is if you think about, not to get too graphic, right, but what is the most beautiful way in which we participate in the ongoing act of divine creation? God made us, right, in his image, and also to participate in his creation. And the primary function of human sexuality, when it is properly ordered, is procreation.
Yeah.
And yet, when we look at the sin of sodomy and we look at the sin of pedophilia, what is it that we're doing with God's gift? It's a sacrilege. It's a sacrilege, and it is, in fact, the greatest, perhaps one of the greatest insults we could give to the Creator.
And I want to ask you about something else, too. There's what we've noticed, the spirit of idolatry. This program has mentioned it so many times, whether it's, you know, Donald Trump or anybody else around Donald Trump. So for example, if you call out somebody like Rick Grenell, or if you call out somebody like the fake Fox News contributor, mentally ill Bruce Jenner man pretending to be a woman, you know, shaking hands with Donald Trump. If you mention any of these things, you will be attacked online by Trump supporters who just blindly will follow him, despite the fact that these people are the most vehemently against these poisonous bioweapon injections. They'll make excuses for why Donald Trump is still pushing these injections and claiming that these things saved millions of lives. So we have this like spirit of idolatry responsible for leading people into convincing themselves or programming themselves and, God forbid, their children into believing that, hey, you know what, as long as these people are doing this in the privacy of their own home, or as long as they're not pushing their sodomy, you know, butt pirate, Hershey Highway riding, pillow biting butt sex on me, then why do I care what's going on in their bedroom? Well, because the purpose here is to save lives, not necessarily just in the immediate, but eternally. That is the purpose here. The purpose is to hold these people accountable to the point where you lead them to repentance and accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So if we're to stop holding people accountable, especially those with a mantle like this program or a Twitter following or a social media following into the millions, if somebody like me who says and professed to and legitimately gave this platform to God and said, I will just be obedient, just tell me what you want me to do. If I'm going to just stop holding people accountable because I'm not going to win over the mega crowd or, you know, certain factions within our political system, then what are we really?
Right, it's true. In fact, when I mentioned the death penalty, if we look back in history, that was a very, very... you know, studied process. And so if someone was a repeated offender, for instance, right, then they would go to the stake. But that was actually a medicine. So the death penalty is meant to be a medicine. If we look at the social kingship of Christ operating as it did throughout the era of Christendom, correct, for 1200 years, the way that it worked was, right, if this person cannot be helped any other way, well, then, yes, they would be handed over to the civil authorities to be executed. And it was a medicine because they knew they were going to be executed. And so they could then repent, right? That's the opportunity. That's how it's a medicine. And so, yes, we can say, we can sit back and we can say that Christ has won the battle. He's won the war, right? He has total victory. But what is our role? Our role is to ensure that the maximum number of souls are saved. We're minimizing casualties. Because the prince of this world, he's all around us, and souls are being damned to hell. And so what is our job? Yes, we have to reach out to them. And sometimes the only way that you can save someone is by being an obstacle to them. And so it's our job now to stand up and be a severe, forceful obstacle to this indoctrination of our children. Because yes, they're coming for our children. And what does that mean for us as fathers? What do fathers do when someone is coming for their children? It doesn't take much imagination.
Yeah, it should be by any means necessary. You will protect them. And you know what? All of them are his children. And he warned us that it would be better for us to have a millstone tied from our neck and thrown and drowned in the depths of the sea than to cause one of his little ones to stumble or fall. Yes. And so I take that very seriously, and that's what this platform is all about. And your authenticity shines right through you, and we appreciate everything that you're doing. And to show that, we're sure that many millions of our viewers will go to your GiveSendGo, support your company, and all of these other things. We just really appreciate you being a shining example for what it looks like to be a real man of faith and a real father and a real protector and a real warrior in a world where the devil is becoming ever so prevalent, as allowed by God. And yes, we know that Jesus Christ conquered death itself, because that was a plan. I mean, he knows the end. And if you just believe what was written, and if you believe the gospel, then we too know what the end is. And everything that we're seeing happen around us right now, nobody should act surprised. All of this was promised to us. And I don't think that God lies.
By the way, I do not think he lies either.
By the way,
Christ is king.
Christ is king. Amen. And by the way, we do point out on a regular basis that God did indeed blow up two whole cities over sodomy.
Yes, he blew up two cities.
Yeah, so I don't think he's very – there's just no justification for it. So for all these blue check marks on Twitter that are damning me to hell because I say Rick Grenell needs to repent and that – Donald Trump should not be shaking hands with, Bruce Jenner as the first guest welcome into his Pride Fest at Mar-a-Lago. I say to you that you two also need to go and read your Bibles and repent, because I will not stop holding these people accountable. We are to judge a man's fruit. I will not judge Donald Trump's heart. I will not judge his relationship with Jesus Christ. That's crossing into dangerous territory, and that's for only he and Christ to know. But I will judge the fruit, and the fruit shows one thing, that the tree bears bad fruit at this point. And until he repents, and the rest of these people do, it's not going to end well for them. The lake of fire awaits many. That path is wide. To the gates of heaven is narrow, and we must be obedient. Ross McKnight, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yeah, they're coming for our kids. They say it right in the wide open. And this is the one battle in this war that we have to be willing to fight no matter the cost. As fathers, as sons of God, as believers in Jesus, this is the one fight that we have to be willing to take up. They're coming for them. They tell you they're coming for them in so many ways. To traffic them, to rape them, to legally molest them as they normalize pedophilia. That's the slippery slope that we're on. Homosexual marriage? Yeah, that's where all of this started. We should have never given an inch on homosexual marriage. No. It is outlawed. It is illegal. No, you are not allowed to do it. Look where we are now. Tolerant of homosexuality, tolerant of pride parades blasting through your neighborhoods. That's where we are. They're coming for your kids. And in more ways than just pedophilia, they're coming for everything that you've worked hard to save as their nest egg, their future, to provide for them. Your cabin on the lake, your condo on the beach, your children's education, to purchase a vehicle for them, to afford them the opportunities that you didn't have. This is why you worked decades throughout your life in order to have that. And then come to find out, good luck getting into your 401k because you don't control it. You don't own it. You don't know where your investment portfolio is. The Great Financial Reset. The very same people that are resetting an entire governmental body here in our country are going to come for your finances. Make no mistake, your checking accounts, your savings accounts, they're all at risk. So please, if you do one thing, call Goldco to try to protect yourself. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Just tell them, hey, it is June 12th, 2023, and I was just listening to the Stu Peters Show, and you know what? I've decided to call you and ask you about the $10,000 in free silver that you want to give me with my qualified account just by mentioning Stu Peters. Call him today, 855-706-GOLD. Heed my warning. Call him today. Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I got to tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. So it's now been 9 years that have passed since the infamous Bundy Ranch standoff in Nevada. We're sure you all remember that standoff. That's the incident where, as an act of radical protest, several members of the Bundy family and their allies took over a small federal building to protest against incredibly aggressive and punitive federal policies concerning cattle grazing on federal lands. The government, of course, tried to treat them all as terrorists, then employed the media to frame them in the light of terrorism. Should be no surprise to anyone, it was actually the government themselves who were behaving like terrorists the whole time. So we all know that now. But now, new bombshell documents have come to light about that showdown and how the federal government used illegal spying to entrap citizens, American citizens, during that standoff and, of course, in the years since. The new documents are brought to us by the work of Larry Wooten, a former special agent with the Bureau of Land Management. So along with Black Lives Matter, that's the other BLM that's running our country. Wooten first made waves back in 2017 when he sent an 18-page whistleblower report to the Washington State Representative called Matt Shea, chronicling what he called, quote, a widespread pattern of bad judgment, lack of discipline, incredible bias, unprofessionalism, and misconduct, as well as likely policy, ethical, and legal violations among senior staff at the BLM's Office of Law Enforcement and Security. Well, that document directly led to the dismissal of the federal case against Cliven and Ammon Bundy and several of their allies. Wooten exposed how Dan Love, a BLM agent, had deliberately ignored instructions from federal prosecutors in order to conduct cattle roundups that were as intrusive, militaristic, and as oppressive as possible. Wooten also exposed that Love had a kill book in which he took credit for driving three of the BLM's enemies into committing suicide, killing themselves, ending their own lives. He was proud of that in his kill book. Love's documents described the Bundys and their allies as, quote, retards, tractor faces, inbred, and a whole lot more. All of that was years ago. Well, now, thanks to a FOIA request from the group Freedom Watch, 252 additional pages of Wooten's whistleblower evidence have come out. And it's even more damning than what we just read to you. The new evidence reveals a military-style misinformation campaign by the Bureau of Land Management, employing the media, of course, social media. And this misinfo campaign involved a federal agent contacting Cliven Bundy's daughter, Bailey, and through her acting as an agent provocateur trying to egg the Bundys on to greater confrontation with the feds so they could justify a more severe military-style crackdown, possibly up to and including killing the Bundy family. The full report also reveals that Dan Love, the man with this kill book, was promoted in the wake of his egregious misconduct with the Bundy case, where he psychotically took a simple federal dispute and tried to escalate it into a bloodbath. And the report reveals that the Bureau of Land Management, without approval from prosecutors or without approval from the rogue FBI, spied on phone calls between jailed criminal defendants and their wives. It's all as damning as it possibly can be. So there are two evil BLMs in this country. Both of them deserve to have all of their leaders in prison. David J. Riley is an independent journalist and a radio host, and he joins us now. David, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. So break this down for us. I mean, nothing happened to this Love agent other than being promoted after trying to openly murder American citizens.
That's right, Stu. As a matter of fact, the complaints against this BLM special agent, Dan Love, were racking up. He was being investigated by the Office of the Inspector General. He was being investigated by the BLM itself. And it seems as though his direct supervisor, a guy by the name of, last name was Woody, was covering for him. The documents written by Wooten actually describe how there was an inside joke at the office that Dan Love knew where the prostitute was buried. That would have implicated, you know, higher ups at the BLM. And that's why he was given such sweetheart deals. That's why he was allowed to stay on in spite of all of the abuses and egregious overreaches that he had done while in the line of service. He actually got his start in 2011 in Utah doing basically an entrapment case where he was selling Native American artifacts to different people, getting them to buy it, and then arresting them. This actually got to the point where, like you said, one of them committed suicide because it was basically either you kill yourself or we're going to arrest your family, your children, and put them in jail forever.
Three of them committed suicide, and we have this kill book. This is evidence of crimes of attempted murder against an agent of BLM. And yeah. The rogue FBI has done nothing in the wake since. I mean, there's no statute of limitations on homicide.
Well, it's worse than that. I mean, I can't confirm this yet. I'm working on it. I'm working on getting some documentation to confirm. But it appears that after his stint as the field agent in charge of the cattle roundup at Bundy Ranch, he was made the head of the threat mitigation unit. Now, this is confirmed. The threat mitigation unit is essentially a domestic spying and misinformation wing of the Bureau of Land Management. It does things that the CIA and the FBI wish they could do, but they are prevented by policy. The Bureau of Land Management does not have any policy on the books that prevents them from spying on American citizens. And so this is the way that one of the ways that the federal government has been spying on Americans is by going through the Bureau of Land Management. So Dan Love, after the Bundy Ranch standoff, was promoted to the leader of the threat mitigation unit. And in 2018, after the amount of crimes that he had committed became so egregious and so undeniable, he was finally let go from the BLM. And my sources are telling me that he was actually brought over to the FBI after he was released from the Bureau of Land Management and is now potentially working for the Joint Terrorism Task Force as a social media influencer.
Rather than being fired and rather than being arrested and rather than being put to death after his conviction, he's now moved over to the FBI. That should be no surprise to anybody that views this program. And, you know, speaking of that, yeah, the CIA uses, they offshore a lot of these things. They use MI6, they use their British counterparts to then spy on Americans. They teach them how to do these operations to spy on Americans, and then they somehow retract and get that information back after redacting it all, never releasing it. This is very similar, you know, the things that Wooten had on these higher-ups, why he got all these sweetheart deals is very similar to why Hillary Clinton said, if I'm indicted, half of Washington will be in prison. I mean, our government is the most corrupt, criminal, murderous enterprise syndicate on the face of the planet. And we facilitate a lot of these meetings by billionaires, the corrupt criminal banking cabal, Vanguard and BlackRock and Soros and the Rothschilds, and all of the billionaires that usually meet over in Davos are now bringing this to our country, meeting here almost in an act of mockery in what could quite possibly be, if you believe in the construct, the most red state in our union that remains, which is Idaho. You have information on this meeting of billionaires. Who's going to be there and what are they discussing?
Oh boy, it's absolutely incredible. So it's called the Sun Valley Conference. It happens in the most liberal part of Idaho, Blaine County, near a town called Ketchum. And basically all of the evil overlords, the evil oligarchs that control everything from the mainstream media to pushing vaccines to the banks, BlackRock, major hedge funds, CNN, ABC, Microsoft, all of it. Bill Gates is going to be there. Several former liaisons to the Israeli IDF, for example. David Petraeus, former head of the CIA, will be there. Sam Altman from OpenAI is going to be there. Patel, the guy from Google, the CEO of Google, is going to be there. The laundry list of people that have been there at the Sun Valley Conference in the past include people like George Soros, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, the founders of Google. So it really is a kind of mini World Economic Forum, a mini Davos right here in the United States in, like you said, one of the most red states, the most extremist state, as a matter of fact, in the United States, where, you know, if you really believe everything in the mainstream media, you should be looking over your shoulder for armed Nazis around every corner, just waiting to take shots at people.
Beware of the Christian nationalists in Idaho, by the way. Mark Zuckerberg is going to be there as well, who, by the way, has been mocking. Okay, so they're moving from the West Coast systematically through the United States. They want to California-ize Idaho, if you will. Mark Zuckerberg was actually photographed on, I think it was a kayak, with an American flag, basically saying, I'm coming for you. We're going to do what we did in California here in Idaho. And it should be no secret that they also did this in Texas. They put offices for Facebook and Zuckerberg businesses in Texas. They're doing it in Florida, which might be the reason why Governor Ron DeSantis de Sanctimonious went to Israel and on Israeli soil signed what could be the most intrusive anti-free speech bill to ever hit Florida. They've got their hands in everything. People should be really concerned about this. Why aren't they? Why don't they know about it?
Well, they don't know about it because the media selectively reports on different things. They do something called dynamic silence, where all of these media outlets, by the way, in Idaho, just as an example, five corporations own over 50 newspapers. Almost every single major newspaper is owned by one of five corporations.
That's representative of what happens throughout the media completely.
Oh, absolutely. I believe throughout the whole of media, it's about six corporations that own everything. And of course, in turn, everything is owned by BlackRock. But essentially, dynamic silence is what happens when something occurs, like some sort of serious event, and they know that this will wake people up. They know that this will get people upset and out on the streets and protesting and demanding justice. They choose to ignore, for example, the George Floyd autopsy report. Nobody reports that. Dynamic silence. They push it down. They push it away. So, for example, 2 weeks ago, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, came up here to Idaho to meet with Idaho's Democrat Party after hundreds of thousands of Californians fled for their lives from the oppression that was brought down by Gavin Newsom during the COVID pandemic. And now Gavin Newsom is chasing them up here in Idaho. So there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. They're coming everywhere. Absolutely. Mark Zuckerberg was up here last year waving the American flag. This Sun Valley Conference has been going on for over 30 years, as a matter of fact. And it's just now starting to raise eyebrows, and people are starting to finally pay attention. And
well, so it's now starting to attract the attendance of some of the world's most notorious supervillains.
That's true. That's true. That's true. And, you know, the way to counter this is, I mean, what I don't understand is why there aren't protests, right? I don't understand why there isn't a line of people that have either been vaccine injured or had children that have been vaccine injured or people that, you know, fled California that don't want Idaho to turn into California. Why aren't they out protesting? Why aren't they pulling what the G20 protests, the Welcome to Hell protest that was 6 years ago in Germany? Why aren't they out there in the streets with banners protesting, saying, get out of our state, we don't want you here? I mean, it's beyond me, but, you know, that's what should be happening. Maybe it's because people don't know about it. You know, maybe it's because just the media reach hasn't gotten to them. But, you know, we have to be vigilant. We have to be awake. We have to be involved. You know, if you watch the mainstream media, they'll tell you that, you know, the Americans are totally, you know, we're fine. We're absolutely fine. You know, meanwhile, the SBU, the Ukrainian SBU, has been using the FBI to censor Americans from social media, right? A new poll came out that says 80% of Americans are upset with the way that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has been operating, and they're ready to see it abolished. And so what we need to do is we need people that are awake, that see what's going on, to be getting involved locally. Run for office. Run for PCO seats. Get involved with your central committees. Take over. And to push forward and to push the ball down the field, because that's the only way is for true red-blooded Americans to get in positions of power and to use that power to secure our freedom.
David J. Reilly, excellent reporting. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me on, Stu. Have a good night.
Of course. You know, and as David just pointed out, he doesn't understand, neither do I, why so many people aren't. We can empathize, you know, with a lot of people who are still in the gulag. Our federal government, acting as a crime syndicate, a murderous regime out there on January 6th, arrested these people, threw them in the gulag without due process, still being held on American soil as prisoners of war. So people are nervous about getting out and actually speaking out. But I want you to remember something. The Bundys should be a shining example of how we defeat the evil regime. They won that battle. They're still fighting that battle. They refuse to stand down. They should be an example for millions and millions and millions, tens, hundreds of millions of Americans, exactly what you do when you have a form of government that becomes oppressive to your God-given, inherent, inalienable constitutional rights. The Constitution is very specific on what you do in a situation where some government becomes totalitarianist and is oppressive to your rights. You abolish that form of government, not just one bureaucracy, not just the FBI or the CDC or the FDA or CPS. No, all of it, not just the IRS. No, all of it. The entire government ought to be torn down and replaced with a form of government that truly is representative of the people. Take your cues from the Bundy family and what happened on that Nevada ranch, what happened in that federal building, what happened in that standoff. They were victorious. And should we act more like the Bundys, we also will be victorious. More of The Stu Peters Show continues next. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Well, I don't know about you, but off and on, I've had trouble sleeping for years. Actually, the majority of Americans struggle to get the sleep that they need. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency, so I tried a whole bunch of supplements and none of it worked. Well, finally, thanks to this program, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me there's actually 7 types of magnesium and your body needs all 7 in order to get the proper sleep that some of these other companies advertise but just don't produce. Problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all the food that we eat is now deficient in magnesium. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum supplement that includes all 7 forms of magnesium that's on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but the energy levels that I've experienced have gone through the roof as well. To learn more about Magnesium Breakthrough, go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. You'll be glad that you did. magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. So if you've been paying attention in real life, maybe you study data. Maybe your own personal life has been affected by it. Friends, family, loved ones, neighbors, acquaintances. Cancer rates around the world are way up. Death rates are way up. Life expectancy is way down. Well, what could be to blame for all of this? I mean, come on, you've been listening to this show for a while. You know exactly what it is. It's these bioweapon injections. Not even the press can keep a lid on this anymore. They're running news articles now about long vaccine as a companion to long COVID, and they hope that nobody notices. But we have noticed. Everyone is noticing the collapse of their regime of lies. But what specifically is it about these shots that makes them so deadly? Well, one friend of this show, Dr. Anna Mahelcha, has long been beating the drum of graphene oxide as an ingredient in the shots. We've been beating that drum since, March of 2020. La Quinta Columna and their findings, Karen Kingston and her findings. Dr. Anna Mahelcha has been fact-checked countless times for the claim. But now there are new documents directly from Pfizer that Dr. Anna says prove the presence of graphene oxide in these shots, right from the mouths of the makers themselves. Dr. Anna Mahelcha joins us now to discuss this and her other latest findings related to the COVID shots. Dr. Anna, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so you're saying graphene oxide, yes, but also other things as well.
Absolutely. So graphene oxide is really made from carbon. And in mass spectroscopy in the vials, we certainly found carbon peaks. Even Dr. Ryan Cole found carbon peaks, even though he said there was no graphene oxide. So it's very important to understand that at a nanoscale, this graphene oxide, it has been used with gold to basically make the spike protein, which the spike protein in 2020 in the NIH document, Sir Francis Collins discussed that they were making a quantum dot nanocrystal that had these protein spikes on there that was creating an antibody response as if there was a virus, and that they were using this. This was from the NIH website. The document is still present. So what I've been finding in the blood is quantum dot-like appearing molecules that are in the blood that are changing colors from yellow to green to blue, and that are self-assembling. And this self-assembly is accelerating. And we have found in multiple analysis in the blood that the clots are really made from a polymer that's rubber-like. So for example, we use multiple solvents, nine different ones, for example, like DEET, strong sulfuric acid, lye, alcohol, petrol, toluene, and none of it would dissolve it. In our near-infrared spectroscopy, we found functional groups that were associated with hydrogels. So hydrogels like polyamide alkenes, which is polyethylene glycol, which we know was in the vials. And so what we found is that these polymers are using the blood as a substrate to grow and are literally killing the cells through toxicity. And I've video filmed this, and you can find this information on my Substack, adammihalchamdphd.substack.com. So there's many different aspects of this. And the cancer rates are clearly also associated because quantum dots have cadmium and other toxic heavy metal in them. And that's clearly known that that increases the explosion of cancer. Plus the self-assembly of this synthetic hydrogel, what I find in one drop of blood is outrageous. And it literally grows like a cancer, like a tumor. And even I've been speaking with Richard Hirschman. He's been seeing, you know, all of these enormous clots up to 33 inches long. And this is a rubber-like substance that grows like cancer.
You're talking about the white fibrous substance clots that died suddenly, our documentary helped to make so famous.
Absolutely. And we analyzed those clots. And guess what? We analyzed clots from vaccinated living individuals and unvaccinated living individuals. All have the same near-infrared signature spectroscopy. And what that means is that these are just simply different forms of assembly. So the worst are the diseased clots that have no blood in them anymore. They have completely changed into a polymer network, versus the ones that are still living. They still have some red blood cells in there, but as I filmed, they're using the blood to create this network. And this is what is really, really important for people to understand, that if we cannot dissolve this by the strongest acids, then we have to prevent this from forming. And it's technology, so you have to basically eliminate the substrate, the building blocks of its creation, which is why I advocate for things like EDTA, humic and fulvic acid, and other things that are able to at least put the lid on this, because it is exploding in the unvaccinated as well. And I've already had patients die from shedding.
These people had to have known that ultimately people like you, people like LaQuinta LaColumna, people like Karen Kingston, obviously that you would come across this information. I mean, people had to know that you would look at what was in the vials, what was in the blood of these people. They're doing it right on the wide open. How do they expect to get away with this? And what is the purpose of putting all of this in these shots, in your opinion?
Number one, the quantum dot technology is used for biosensing, as well as there's emerging, as we discussed in the transhumanist agenda, that the hydrogel is able to fuse with living cells and create synthetic biology. So meaning transforming humans into part machine. And so the quantum dots are sensing every aspect of our physiology and sending that information to the cloud. So this is a semiconducting material that acts like a battery, but it's growing after death. Stu, I found this in deceased embalmed blood and film that it continues to grow, literally like zombie blood. And so this is all documented on my Substack. I'm not making this up. You can see the video footage of what I filmed. And so I think that people need to wake up, that this, everything they told us they were going to do, create automatons, cyborgs, decimate, depopulate people, they are doing, they're following their plan. All we have to do is look at what they told us and look at what we see in the blood. It is a one-to-one match. And I and my colleagues have found this in medications like insulin, like Benadryl, dexamethasone, lidocaine, injectables for anesthetics. This is outrageous. The pharma industry is trying to kill us.
Yeah. All-cause mortality is through the roof. It's way up. And the number one cause of death across the planet right now are the trusted experts. And the spirit of idolatry, by the way, people making excuses for those that are still pushing the shots, no matter who they are. We've been saying this from the very beginning. Make sure that you go check her out on her Substack, Dr. Anna Mihalcha. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Stu.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things that we put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has 5 essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Fox Defense. Fox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura or pitcher plant. And it used to work against smallpox. And it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Yes. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash and it'll save you as well. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries 2 fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. So all around the developed world, all kinds of things are going wrong all at once. Now think about it. Our kids are racked with allergies and with autism and chronic conditions. And on top of all of that, a huge portion of them claim to be gay or trans. Obesity has become a top global problem. Notably, obesity is much higher even for people who are eating the same amount or less as we all used to eat in the 1980s. So what the hell is going on with that? Well, there's a lot of explanations, of course. Fake vaccines, you know, poison. Pesticides, you know, poison. You name it. But one of the most compelling explanations is our supply of tap water. Watch the water. The junk that we put in our tap water is getting into our bodies and slowly, gradually destroying us. Well, now a new study finds that this so-called PFAS, or forever chemicals, are coming out of the water faucets of 45% of America. These PFAS chemicals have been linked to cancer and a mountain of other health conditions. And as their name indicates, once they're in the environment, they basically never go away. So if it is all in our tap water, what can we do? Well, Troy Casey is a top global longevity authority. He has scoured the entire earth for the most powerful health and healing methods. He studied meditation in India. He was in the rainforest studying medicines with Amazon tribes. So obviously he may have some necessary answers for us, and he joins us now. Troy, thank you so much for being here. First time appearance. Thank you.
Good evening, and thank you so much, Stu. I'm very happy to be here to talk about this subject.
Yeah. So is the water turning the frogs gay?
Well, you know, I think someone got kicked off the internet for talking about that years ago. And then Joe Rogan and Robert Kennedy Jr. were they had a viral video go out last week talking about the same thing, the atrazine affecting the hormones. And there's been xenoestrogens and phytoestrogens in the food supply, the air, the water, and the soil that's affecting the human's hormones.
I just want to emphasize something that you just said here. I think it's really important that we stop and kind of reflect on what you just said. Someone was kicked off, completely removed, their presence obliterated from the internet for saying that exact thing. However, in a limited hangout, people like Joe Rogan and Bobby Kennedy are allowed to say those things. So I just want people to make a mental note of that. Back to the water, though. How dangerous is this?
It's extremely dangerous, to the point that when I was living up in Sedona, I heard the Indians, the Navajo Indians in Flagstaff, they were going to use reclaimed tap water or sewage water to make the snow on Snowball. And the Navajo knew that the chemicals in the water were affecting the flora and the fauna around there and the streams and the tributaries when the snow melted. And so if the Indians knew, you know, the bottom line is what is sacred? Air, water, and soil are the common common human heritage that we all carry forward. And if we're poisoning the commons, what is that doing for future generations, our grandchildren's grandchildren? And so, you know, I've been advocating for this, and I have a vision of clean air, water, soil, and equitable systems for all mankind in my lifetime. And so I work through the media to raise as much consciousness about our symbiotic relationship with nature, with the earth. In water, we are 70% water. The earth is about 70% water. And so, and our brain is about 90% water. So water purity is super important, as well as soil health. And of course, you know, the air, the air we breathe.
And well, so let's combine all of those things. So you're talking about soil, air, and water. We use the soil to grow our foods. Obviously, we spray pesticides all over these things that are poisonous. The air that we breathe, as we know, chemtrails are real. Cloud seeding, if you will. They're poisoning us in the air. And then in our water, they're poisoning us. So with that being said, if somebody has a well, for example, are they even safe? Or is what is in the soil and in the air then getting into the soil, penetrating these wells and making that poisonous as well?
Well, I do believe the chemical surface runoff of pesticides and herbicides could definitely go into the water table. We saw that in the Mississippi Delta. It killed off the shrimp market in Louisiana. And so the fact of the matter is it can penetrate. So it's always a good idea to get your water tested and or put it through a reverse osmosis system, even if it's well or spring. Just have your water tested, because I know wells also can have parasites in them. And so water is super important. And what I teach my students is to source the best water you can without going neurotic.
Now, a lot of people use these reverse osmosis systems. And I'm going to ask you if you agree here. I value your opinion. You're an expert on this. I have a reverse osmosis system, but I have been warned by several health people that I trust, doctors that I actually trust, not zombies with stethoscopes, that you need to then supplement a lot of other things, because what we used to get out of our tap water before the murderous regime started dumping, you know, these dangerous chemicals into them intentionally, by the way, and it's intentional so that you are a lifetime subscriber to the medical and big pharma industrial complex. They want to keep you just sick enough. The people who control the global food supply are exactly the same people who are invested in putting all these poisons into our water, who are invested into putting all these poisons into your veins via mRNA injections. The 72 shots that your kids are required to get by the time that they're 18 years old. When I was a kid, I think it was like 9 shots. Now 72. The Amish community, if you just look at these people, they don't have autism. They don't have these allergies. They don't. They refused the shots. They had essentially zero COVID at all whatsoever. They don't get cancer. The Amish community doesn't get any of these things. They might be the ones that save us, actually. But do you need to supplement if you're using an RO system with these things that we used to get benefit from in tap water, the minerals and things like that?
An RO system is designed to zero out the contaminants or get it very low, parts per million, and in that is minerals. And so it's a good idea to remineralize your water. And there are a couple of structuring devices on the market. I have a Vitalizer for the last 15 years that I've been spinning in it's a vortex. It's a tornado that aerates the water and lowers the surface temperature, making it more absorbable. And it goes over a coral calcium charge. So it has the calcium and magnesium in it. And so I've been using that for 15 years. And so, and then there's hydrogen devices as well. And so again, source the best water you can. And I also use ionic minerals from freshwater and saltwater minerals. And so that they're ionic, they're bioavailable, they go right into the bloodstream. And so you definitely want the mineralization with the hydration. The mineralization is what keeps the body hydrated. And so you do have to give some mental structure around reverse osmosis. The reverse osmosis filtration system needs to be maintained properly because it can grow mold in it. The filters need to be changed every 6 months to a year, depending on the filter. There's about 4 filters on those. So be very mindful. Hire a water softening company. You can get a whole house if you own your own home. You can get a whole house filtration system in your house. We've all heard of hard and soft water. And so, and the calcium will build up in your shower. What do you think it's doing to your tissues? Giving you bursitis in your shoulders, so you get frozen shoulder. So it's all about balance. Again, this isn't a license to be neurotic, but pay very good attention to the things that you are ingesting and the environment that you're living in. Now, I looked up the Amish situation, and they have the X factor, this gene. And if you look at Bruce Lipton's work of epigenetics, it's not so much the genes you're born with, but it's the environment and the nutrition that you feed it with. And so this helps with the gene expression. And I've been sourcing Amish foods for about better part of 20 years, raw milk, raw cheeses. And when I'm on the East Coast, I'll pick up some of their fermented vegetables as well. But we ship the raw dairy out here to the West Coast for almost 20 years. And so, and I'm here to tell you, it's higher quality. And the quality of life you live is directly related to the quality of food that you ingest. So it makes sense that these Amish have the X factor gene that's working in them. It's not just the longer life, which is about 10% in longevity, but it's also the quality of life that they lead.
What are some of the most shocking things, the most dangerous things that you think are in the water or that you have found in the water supply that 45% of Americans are consuming and have no idea, by the way?
Well, again, the atrazine, you've got homeopathic impressions of all the medical drugs that people either pee out or put down their toilet. So you've got birth control, right? And then you've got hormone replacement therapy. And then you also have homeopathic imprints of feces and urine, because a lot of the water, especially the municipal water supply, has been treated. And so, you know, findaspring.com has been out for a long time. Look for the local springs in your area. Why do you think the water department closes a lot of the springs up, like in Los Angeles when I lived there? And you got a huge fine if you had one on your land and you were allowing people to source from it. And so I had friends in Topanga Canyon and they saw the water coming right out of the earth. If you can find a natural spring, go and harvest water. There's one up in Sedona just below Flagstaff. I drive from Phoenix quite a few times a month to go up and source water. I put them in glass bottles. Always source the best, because again, you are 70% water. And so I forgot the question that you asked me specifically.
Yeah, just some of the most shocking things that you see in the water. I mean, I'm thinking about infertility right now. Well, of course, birth control is being discharged by the women that take this demonic substance, this birth control. You know, you think about the medicines that people ingest, the Adderall and the Ritalin and the methylphenidates and, you know, the dangerous cocktails of drugs, you know, that these SRAs and, you know, or satanic ritual abuse. I've got that on the brain right now.
SSRIs.
Thank you. You know, these antipsychotics that people are taking, the methadone that, you know, addicts are taking, all of this stuff is going into the water supply. Plus you're literally drinking piss and shit. I mean, this is quite shocking. So please, if you don't have an RO system, go get one and then do all the studying up. Hey, where do you publish your information so that our viewing audience can get more information from you?
I've been on YouTube for the better part of the last two decades. I'm on Instagram. I'm on all platforms. Mr. Health Nut on Twitter. It's a little bit more free speech over there right now. And then Instagram, TikTok, Certified Health Nut branded across the internet.
Okay. I don't know. I beg to differ on the Twitter thing. This is a big psyop, and let's just go off onto this tangent.
Everything real quick. Do we just?
I know. Do we have just a second for this? I have to say this. This has been on my mind and on my heart. And since you brought up Twitter, let's just talk about it. I have, for the most part, a brand new and very organic Twitter following. Okay, before I was kicked off of Twitter, before I had over 500,000, approaching 1 million followers. And when I came back, I only had 94,000. So I just created a new account and I have like 380,000. Now, 380,000 might sound like a big number in just a period of about 5 or 6 months. I mean, that is a lot. They're all organic and I can prove that. But the thing here is that this is with an account that multiple times a week, I have posts that have engagement well into the millions, 3, 4, 5, 10, even 40 million on some of these. But yet only 380 some odd thousand followers. Well, all of a sudden, over the last 6 or 7 days, the engagement on the Real Stu Peters Twitter account has gone from hundreds of thousands on every post, many into the millions, to most of them under sub 10,000, 8,000, 9,000, 7,000. And when I was gaining about 1,000 Twitter followers every single day, 1,000 Twitter followers a day is what this account has been gaining. We've been paying very close attention to that. I'm now systematically over the last 5 days losing almost exactly 100 followers per day. Tell me that's organic. Tell me that all of these brand new organic followers just decided, nope, at 100 exactly, 100 per day, we're going to go away. And we're just going to stop one day like a light switch. We're just going to stop engaging with Stu Peters. We're not interested in his content anymore. It's bullshit. And Elon Musk is one of them. That's my hypothesis. It's the only explanation for it. It's a huge psyop. And I guarantee you they are going to shut off Twitter just before the fake 2024 elections. So I just had to get that off my chest and let everybody know that that's what's going on over at Twitter. So if you feel like you're getting your hopes up, I can still tell you that to this day, the Alamo of free speech, the only true free speech platform on the face of the planet right now is Andrew Torba's Gab platform. So if you really want free speech, that's where I would say to go and engage. But for all your work, thank you very much. Please go find Troy Casey all over YouTube and everywhere else that he mentioned. And we thank you very much for being here and you know, continuing our warning about the water.
Thank you so much, Stu. Talk to you soon, brother.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star. He's a veteran. He's a family man. And he's actually really big on health. But get this. He says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years, and it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes, so he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. Become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to americareadysupply.com/stew. That's americareadysupply.com/stew. We have warned you about so many things on this program. As program has always been about saving lives. We warned you about how fake COVID-19 was, that it was not a contagious respiratory virus. We warned you to stay out of the hospitals early on. We told you they were the killing fields, that they were the modern day ovens. They were progressive death camps. We warned you when Andrew Cuomo was doing his regular daily briefings. We warned you about the bioweapon injections being falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines. We warned you about the pandemic treaty. I mean, the list goes on and on about the things. Now the tap water. I mean, we have been warning about things, child sex trafficking. I mean, the list goes on and on. The things that we've been warning you about, one of the most things that I'm the most passionate about warning you about is the great financial reset. Because once they can take your money, you'll have access to nothing else. They know that you have to bust your ass to be a middle-class, blue-collared worker. They know that there's no big come up here other than the lottery, which is fake. They know that. They know that it would take you decades to replace what took you decades to save. And so when they reset everybody to zero and you lose everything, your kids are absolutely screwed. And then they will be forever entrapped and enslaved in virtual and digital and yes, even physical gulags, prisons. This is a murderous regime. They have to take your money in order to do that. The great financial reset is inevitably coming. Your 401ks, your IRAs, your checking accounts, your savings accounts. Protect yourself right now, please, with gold and silver. Call Goldco. They are the foremost leader in protecting people. Plus, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account just by mentioning Stu Peters. All you have to do is call 855-706-GOLD. This is a serious warning. 855-706-GOLD. Call that number. Tell them, hey, today is July 12th. 2023, and I have decided to protect myself. I just need more information. I'm interested in the $10,000 in free silver that you're handing out. Call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. So there's a lot of negativity to be focused on in our world today, even here at this network. For example, we could bitch and moan and complain and whine about how Twitter is obviously suppressing us or about how YouTube shut us down in the early days way back in July of 2020. Or how, you know, Facebook and Instagram are censoring the hell out of us. Or we could celebrate the blessings that we have seen over the last 2.5 to 3 years. I mean, a lot of them. We're now on Roku TV. If you have a Roku TV, just search Stu Peters. You'll find the entire network, all of its programming, Uncensored with Maria Z, In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels, Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, The Richard Leonard Show. I mean, all of these programs, more programs to come, The Stu Peters Show, The Flagship Show. And of course, we have to thank Carlos Cortez and Cortez Wealth Management for making any of this possible. We've grown to over 500,000 people on Rumble. I mean, we have millions in social media across the platforms, thanks to you sharing it. But if Carlos Cortez had never believed in us, I could have never have afforded to leave bounty hunting and investigate a new class of criminals like we do every day on this program. And that was all because Cortez Wealth Management believed in how morally upright our commitment was to never take a single dime from a globalist corporation or from Big Pharma, but to remain in the category of the unbought, no allegiance to any political affiliation or any candidate or any office holder, no special interest, no lobbyists. No, we are funded 100% by our advertisers that believe in this program. We don't ask for subscription-based revenue. You can find us at StuPeters.com. We're all over the place. Amazon, Fire Stick, Apple TV, DirecTV, Dish Network, millions of viewers daily. None of it would have been possible without Carlos Cortez, who believed in us, and the results and the fruit that he has provided, we believe in him as well, because I get countless emails. Thank you so much for introducing me to Carlos Cortez and Cortez Wealth Management. I had no idea that I was dealing with a communist. I'm now dealing with somebody who can build an investment portfolio around the America First retirement plan, which includes the never tax retirement strategy. He can build a custom platform around you where you lay your head down at night and know the great financial reset that's coming. I won't be a victim of that. I won't be funding my own demise because I won't be invested into BlackRock and Vanguard and Pfizer or Moderna. So call him today, 813-448-3446, or visit him online anytime at CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Show him your appreciation for making this community possible. We will be back in the same time at the same place. Until then, God bless you.
I am a fighter.